They can hear the horns of support behind you, Trevor. You're one of many that come out to today's rally. You've called the closure of the maternity ward completely wrong and very troubling. Tell us why.
Well, this is a ward that's been in this community for generations. My daughter was, in fact, born here, and we're very proud of that. It's a beautiful ward. In fact, a lot of the equipment has been raised by the Peace Arch Hospital Foundation by people in this community in this province. And to see that it's looking like a three-month closure is absolutely gutting and completely, completely frustrating, and it's causing a lot of anxiety for parents that I'm speaking with today.
What frustrates you most about it? They say that, you know, it sounds like on the outside, like it's due to a lack of pediatricians, due to a sudden, what was exactly they called it, a sudden?
Yeah, so they've used the term unexpected leave, and I've challenged the minister to clarify what that unexpected leave is, because I am actually getting conflicting reports on the unexpected leave. And so I think if Fraser Health is going to say that that is the reason for this shutdown, they need to come out and explain that, because there's some extreme uncertainty about that right now. And that's something that I'm going to follow, because I think we do deserve better clarity on that.
So there's been no reasoning for what this unexpected leave is. Why do you think they're going this route, saying such a thing then?
Well, you know, obviously this is not new. This ward has unfortunately been shut down a few times over the last 8 months. I've talked to the minister directly on this on a few occasions. I talked to him 2 days ago. I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to reach out again to him today, because this is, you know, there is obviously a shortage in terms of getting pediatrician support out here. But listen, if you're going to shut this ward down for, it looks like we're looking at 3 months, that's going to make recruiting that much more difficult, right? And then think of the strain that we're putting on Langley Hospital, we're putting on Surrey Memorial, Royal Columbian. During a pandemic, that is so unnecessary, and I think it's very, very unfortunate.
Yeah, so unacceptable, like you said, this day and age, yeah, that women have to drive half an hour to hopefully get into one hospital. Just, it does seem a little scary.
Yeah, absolutely. We understand that safety is the number one priority here, and we want to ensure that as well. But at the end of the day, it comes down to planning. Fraser Health has to realize is that this is a great functioning maternity ward, and this has not been something that snuck up on them. They've known that this has been an issue for at least 3 years, and now we're in the situation today, and it's very unfortunate.
How's it feel for you as an MLA to see this many people come out to today's rally?
Oh, I'm incredibly proud of this community, and this community is incredibly proud of this facility here. And, you know, you're looking at moms and dads and grandparents and little kids, and this is what community is all about. It's very respectful. But they need to be heard, and right now this government is not hearing them, and it's my job to make sure that Adrienne Dix does, and I'll be reaching out today again.
Awesome. It must be so nice for the expectant moms to see someone actually, you know, putting their money where their mouth is. You're working for them. So we thank you for that, and we hope you get answers soon.
I appreciate that. All the best. Thanks for having me.